Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Another local coming home to play for the New Orleans Saints, Jarvis Landry. Talented wide receiver out of LSU coming back to the Saints, a one-year, $3 million deal. Dwayne Jenkins joining us now, Lutcher head football coach at the time when Jarvis went through Lutcher. Dwayne was Jarvis Landry's offensive coordinator and position coach. Dwayne, welcome to the show, and thank you for the time.
Thank you all for having me.
So what was it like to see Jarvis land with the black and gold from afar?
Well, it's one of those things where just because of having an opportunity to have Jarvis at Lutcher and get to coach him and get to know him, you follow him all the way through. And when he got to play at LSU, it was exciting. And then to go off and start his pro career and have the success that he has, and you just never think that that opportunity to come back home and play for the Saints would be something that would happen. And I know everybody here is just so excited for him to be playing in the Superdome again and in New Orleans. And it's been a buzz since that news broke.
Dwayne, do you remember him as a freshman coming through? What was he? What was he like?
I remember him as an eighth grader.
Did you know then, like, hey, this cat's going to be good?
Our school was 7 through 12, and he was in the eighth grade, and he was making plays on the middle school level that were just unbelievable. And we made a run for a state championship that year and ended up playing and winning a state championship in what was his eighth grade year. Jarvis came up and dressed out with us and played in some games as an eighth grader. And the biggest memory that I have, I was coaching. I was offensive coordinator at the time, and we were in the Superdome, and our starting punt returner got hurt. And I had Jarvis by the back of his neck. We were getting ready to send him out there to return a punt in a state championship game as an eighth grader, because that's how dynamic he was and that's how great his hands were. We knew he'd get in there and just and be able to catch the punt.
Coach, you and I were talking about this a couple weeks back when we thought maybe something might happen. Man, I remember those games. Vanderbilt Catholic, and those were two war sort of games between those two schools. And at the end, it was Jarvis. I mean, he was unbelievable in that he took over that game, and both of them late.
Mike, it's funny you talk about that, because Saturday our baseball team played for a state championship, and we won a state championship. And a guy who was on that team, I stood next to the whole time, and that was one of the things that we talked about. And that guy's name is pretty well-known around these parts. Jared Poche played on that team. And Jared and I talked about that game, and a couple other guys that were on that team that played Vanderbilt. We went to Jarvis, I think, 6 plays in a row.
In a row.
With under a minute to go to score a touchdown to win the game. He had like 5 out of 6 receptions in the last minute of a game and scored the game-winning touchdown with like 13 seconds left to go. And we just had him to our sideline, and we just kept feeding him, and it didn't matter who was on him. He was going to find a way to get open.
Dwayne, one of the things that is talked about with Jarvis Landry, obviously the cat can play, but he's also a great leader. And I'm a big believer. Leaders are born. You don't create them. They either have the ability or they don't. But just talk about when you noticed him being a leader.
Well, I think that leadership part was something that he grew into. But the thing that was that you can never deny in Jarvis, and this is as early as I can remember, and this goes back to probably watching him even play baseball as like a 7 and 8 year old, is the passion that he plays with. And I think that passion that he plays with carries over, and it's hard not to follow somebody that's as passionate as Jarvis is. And I think that's what we've seen for him in the NFL is there's a lot of talented cats out there, and maybe he's not the most talented, but there's not one of them out there that's more passionate than he is, and guys follow that.
Coach, I talked to Tim about this, and, you know, he told me, Mike, you know, you can see talent, and you can see a guy who's skilled. But at that position, to see the physicality of Jarvis Landry as a receiver is unusual because, you know, most of those guys, you know, they're not crazy about getting hit or being the one who gets, you know, kind of lays the hit down. That ain't the case with Jarvis. Man, Jarvis is a real physical football player, and I think putting him in that slot with the Saints, you can put Olave out wide and Thomas out wide. Put him in the slot, and you got this smaller number three slot cover corner. Good luck, buddy, trying to match up with him from a physicality standpoint. And it's the way he sets you up. He gets separation, but it's his physicality in getting open and then after the catch.
No doubt. And that's one of the things that even now, 12 years after Jarvis came through our program, the way he played the position, he played in the slot for us, and yep. We moved him around everywhere, and we built our offense in having the flexibility to move that position around the field because of that. And one of the things that a lot of people take for granted, and you spoke about it with receivers, is sometimes in the run game they take plays off, and that was you wanted to watch Jarvis when we were running the ball because he was going to get after people and block them. And there's just as many highlights on his high school highlight film of him making blocks as there are spectacular catches. And then you talk about the physicality. A lot of people don't remember that his senior year he played middle linebacker and was the district MVP on defense. So physicality has always been part of what he does.
Dwayne Jenkins, Lutcher football head coach, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. And just one last thing. I'd like to congratulate our baseball team on winning the 2022 3A state championship. Coach Ryan Jensen, congratulations.
Indeed. Coach, we were talking about that earlier. How about it? Hit the trifecta this year. Lutcher, South Terrebonne, Vanderbilt.
That's
Bayou
gonna be one
River
tough
Parish teams.
Next
how
year.
About that?
That's going to be one tough 4A district next year with us.
I was telling that, Christian, they all played in one district.
That's crazy. Hey, Coach, yep. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
This is Sports Talk on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.